Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Athlete's Edge. You know, we talk a lot about physical training, nutrition, and strategies on the field or court. But there's one crucial element that often gets overlooked, emotional intelligence. Ever find yourself letting frustration derail your performance? Or maybe you struggle with nerves before big games? Well, guess what? Your emotions are powerful tools that can make or break your success. Today, we're diving deep into emotional intelligence for athletes, how to understand, manage, and harness those feelings for peak performance. Now, let's be real, being an athlete is tough. You're constantly pushing yourself, facing pressure, and dealing with wins and losses. It can feel like an emotional roller coaster sometimes. But here's the thing. Understanding your emotions and how they impact your game is key to leveling up. Think of it like this. You wouldn't neglect strength training or conditioning, would you? Emotional intelligence is just as important for your mental and physical well-being. So, let's break down five powerful takeaways that can help you become a master of your emotions. 1. Self-awareness is your superpower. This means knowing your emotional triggers. What situations or thoughts tend to send your emotions soaring? Maybe it's a tough opponent, a missed shot, or even just the pregame jitters. Once you know your triggers, you can start developing strategies to manage them before they take control. 2. Emotional regulation. Your control panel. This is about actively managing your emotional responses. It's not about suppressing your feelings, it's about choosing how you react to them. Think of it like this. Imagine a teammate makes a mistake during the game. You could get angry and yell, or you could choose to stay calm, offer encouragement, and focus on the next play. See the difference? 3. Communication is key. How we express our emotions plays a huge role in team dynamics. Being able to communicate clearly and respectfully, even when things get tough, is essential for building trust and strong relationships with your teammates and coaches. 4. Empathy. Stepping into another's shoes. Being able to understand and share the feelings of others is crucial for teamwork and leadership. When you can put yourself in your teammates' shoes, it helps you navigate conflicts, offer support, and create a more positive and inclusive environment. 5. Mindfulness. Finding your Zen zone. This is all about staying present in the moment. Ever get so caught up thinking about the next play or dwelling on a past mistake that you miss what's happening right now? Mindfulness helps you focus your attention, reduce stress, and perform at your best. Let me tell you, I remember this one time during a high-stakes tournament. I was playing my heart out, but every missed shot sent a wave of frustration through me. It felt like I was letting the entire team down. Then, something clicked. I started taking deep breaths, focusing on my next move, and remembering that it's not about perfection, it's about giving it my all. And you know what? Things started to change. That experience taught me a powerful lesson. Emotional intelligence isn't just some fancy term. It's a real-life skill that can make all the difference in your athletic journey. So, remember these five key takeaways: self-awareness, emotional regulation, communication, empathy, and mindfulness, and start practicing them today. It might feel a little strange at first, but trust me, the more you work on it, the more natural it will become. Want to share your own experiences or struggles with managing emotions as an athlete? Leave a comment below. Let's keep this conversation going. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Athlete's Edge. I hope you found these insights valuable. Remember, the journey to becoming a champion isn't just about physical strength. It's about mastering your mind and emotions too. Until next time, keep pushing yourself, keep learning, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.